Episode-specific artwork. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 45. For the first 15 years of podcasting's history, visual branding was very simple. You paid a designer to make one square graphic for your show. You uploaded it to your host, and you never thought about it again. Every time you published a new episode, Apple and Spotify just showed that same exact square. But the game has changed. The major podcast platforms have recently rolled out massive updates to their user interfaces. Apple Podcasts on iOS 17 and the new Spotify layout are starting to look a lot like YouTube. When a user looks at their subscription feed today, the app doesn't just want to show your main logo. It wants to show episode-specific artwork. If you do not upload custom art for your new episode, the app defaults to your main logo. If you do this every week, your feed becomes a wall of sameness. When a listener scrolls through their app, they just see your logo 20 times in a row. Their brain stops registering it as new content. It blends into the background, and they scroll right past you. You need to start treating your podcast episodes exactly like YouTube videos. You need thumbnails. A YouTube creator will spend 3 hours designing a thumbnail because they know that if the image doesn't grab the viewer's eye, the video gets zero views. Audio is now playing by those exact same visual rules. You are competing in an attention economy, and you need a billboard. Here is how you build a high-converting episode thumbnail. First, you need a face. Human beings are biologically hardwired to lock eyes with other human faces. If you are doing an interview, you must get a high-resolution photo of your guest, cut out the background, and make their face massive on the artwork. If it is a solo episode, put a very expressive picture of yourself. Second, you need a text hook. Do not just type the title of the episode onto the artwork. The title is already written in text right below the image. That is redundant. Instead, use the artwork to ask a question or make a bold claim. If your episode is an interview with a doctor about sleep habits, the title might be Dr. Smith on Circadian Rhythms. But the text on the actual image should be three massive words. Stop waking up tired. You use the visual text to grab their emotional attention and the actual title to give them the logical context. Now, I know what you are thinking. Mark, I barely have time to edit the audio. I cannot become a full-time graphic designer every week. You don't have to be. You just need to build a template. Go to Canva. Create a 3,000 by 3,000 pixel square. Put your show's subtle branding in the corner. Put a giant frame on the right side for a photo, and a giant bold text box on the left side. Save it as Episode Master Template. Now, every time you publish an episode, you open that template. You drag the guest's photo into the frame. You change the three words of text. You hit Export. It takes exactly 60 seconds. But that 60 seconds of effort will dramatically increase the click-through rate of your episodes because you are finally giving the scrolling user a visual reason to stop and press play. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about the 100-episode mindset and why your first 99 episodes are just practice. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.